From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Gunmen attack Baghdad cafe. At least 12 people were killed and 15 others wounded after gunmen attacked a popular cafe in a town north of Baghdad. Officials said three gunmen attacked the coffee shop in the mainly Shiite town of Balad, shooting into the crowd shortly after midnight on Thursday. Once police arrived at the scene, two of the attackers detonated suicide vests. This attack follows a two-day wave of bombings in the capital that have left at least 80 people dead. The Islamic State group claimed responsibility for those attacks. The militant Islamic group Hezbollah says its top military commander, Mostafa Bedreddin, has been killed in Syria. The Lebanese-based group issued a statement on Friday on a Beirut television station saying the 55-year-old Bedreddin was killed in an Israeli airstrike. Israel did not immediately confirm the strike. Bedreddin has been Hezbollah's military commander since 2008. Brazil's suspended president, Dilma Rousseff, is fighting back after the Senate voted 55-22 for an impeachment trial for alleged corruption and to temporarily remove her from power. Flanked by weeping cabinet members, Ms. Rousseff used what may be her last presidential palace speech to again insist she did nothing wrong and asserted her belief that the impeachment is a coup attempt.
A dor, igualmente,
she said, "I've already suffered the invisible pain of torture, the distressful pain of illness, and now I suffer once again. The equally unspeakable pain of justice. What hurts the most in this moment is injustice. What hurts the most is realizing that I am the victim of a political and judicial farce. But I will not fade." A 68-year-old leftist waved at least a temporary goodbye to her supporters and retreated back into the palace. This is VOA News. A Turkish military statement said eight Turkish soldiers and six members of the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party, otherwise known as the PKK, were killed on Friday in clashes in the largely Kurdish region of southeast Turkey. Six soldiers were killed and eight were wounded when clashes broke out in rebels in Hakkari province on Friday. Two additional soldiers died when a military helicopter sent to the area later crashed due to a technical fault. Meanwhile, four suspected bomb makers were killed near Diyarbakir late Thursday, according to Turkish Interior Ministry officials. Thursday's World Summit on Fighting Corruption allowed Britain and the United States to look at their own policies and their role as shelters for billions of dollars stolen by corrupt politicians in developing countries. The London summit shifted the focus to global corruption. It turned the spotlight of blame away from African generals, oligarchs, and corrupt dictators toward the rich countries whose banks and real estate brokers have been the benefactors of the stolen wealth of nations. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said billions of dollars in stolen money, funds that could be used for education or building bridges in underdeveloped lands, instead are hidden in banks in countries including the U.S.
Corruption writ large is as much of an enemy, because it destroys nation states, as some of the extremists we're fighting or some of the other challenges that we have faced.
British Prime Minister David Cameron announced measures including a public register intended to force companies to name their real owners, a measure that British government officials claim will be the first of its kind. Members of Congress fought their way past a bagpiper, a horn player, and a group of protesters to reach the building where presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump held a highly anticipated meeting with House Speaker Paul Ryan. Thursday's raucous scene outside of Republican National Committee headquarters that featured an impersonator wearing a giant Donald Trump head mirrored the unpredictable presidential election campaign that has fractured the identity of the party. Mr. Ryan commented on the meeting.
Look, there are people who are for Donald Trump, who are for Ted Cruz, or for John Kasich, who are for Marco Rubio and everybody else. And it's very important that we don't fake unifying, we don't pretend unification, that we truly and actually unify so that we are full strength in the fall.
Speaker Ryan said last week he was just not ready to endorse Mr. Trump's campaign. A solar-powered airplane on the latest leg of its around-the-world trip has landed in the south-central U.S. state of Oklahoma. The Solar Impulse 2 arrived safely on Thursday night after taking off earlier in the day from the western U.S. state of Arizona. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.